Yo, it's the motherfucking Cream Podcast. We are back for episode 18. I am Japs.
I'm Cash.
This week's podcast episode is brought to you by Sweet Treats by Riva.
Guys, if you're looking for freshly baked goodies, go check out Sweet Treats by Riva.
Why?
They make delightful homemade baked products like blueberry, cheesecake,
they do?
Brownies,
God damn it.
Flavored buns, what and many more. Currently, they're updating their menu.
Really?
So
are you? Wow. Mm-hmm.
You can reach them on Facebook or Instagram. Just search Sweet Treats by Riva, or you can call or text them at 0917-798-1859.
Wow.
Satisfy your sweet tooth with Sweet Treats by Riva.
Wow, very nice. They actually sent... No. Mm-hmm. We ordered something from them, mm-mm, her, and they actually sent us something. Aww, ano ba? Ano bang word? Pakapin.
Thank you, Riva.
Thank you so much. One word I can really describe the items were very decadent. Yeah, you know what decadent is?
Anong decadent? Wala talagang ano dyan.
It's just decadent.
Simpleng word dyan.
It's decadent. Wow. It's just decadence in every bite.
Sarap ko sa chocolate.
So,
hindi ka mahilig sa chocolate.
Hindi ako mahilig sa sweets and chocolates, to be particular. But the type of chocolate she used was very so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, guys, do you have some old or broken computers? Like yung mga sira na, mga hindi na ginagamit. Or you want a very fast new one, like you want a game, you want to have a very reliable work machine. If you do, look no further. Mm-hmm. PowerFix Computer Solutions is here.
Wow.
Sa tulong ng PowerFix Computer Solutions, yung sira or mga hindi nyo na ginagamit na computer can now work again, can now run faster, and you can finally build your dream PC.
Mm-hmm.
With PowerFix's expertise sa computer repair, sa computer builds, all your tech concerns finally have an answer. Now go visit their Facebook page or message them at 0916-153-1092. So that's PowerFix Computer Solutions. Send them a message now. As in like now na.
Now.
Kahit wala kayong ano, gustong ipaayos or ipagawa, just send them a message. Tanungin nyo lang anong oras na. Ganun.
Uy, grabe. Nakita ko nga sa page nila. Ano, active.
Napaka-active.
Talaga.
Si parang Caleb. Shout out.
Sa mga ano ha. Sa mga estudyante ngayon
shout
na may
kay...
online class.
Uy, diba? Ano, napakalaking tulong yan. So, shoutout kay paring Caleb natin dyan. So, aside from, last episode, we had two affiliates, ha? Now, we have, guys, in-announce namin to last August, actually, that we were in communication with one of, with someone, na parang, well, technically, our social media partners. We would like to give a special thanks to our media partner, Ambidexter. So, guys, if you haven't heard about them, here's a brief intro of like ano ang ino-offer nila and what who are they. So, Ambidexter is a digital content marketing company that offers tons of great services ranging from graphic design, they have content writing, they have media relations, and many more awesome services.
Mm-hmm.
If you are interested in seeking out their services, we have links of their socials, website, and email down below.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might be wondering, what does Ambidexter have to do with the Cream Podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the answer. Ambidexter will launch an Ambi blog series which features different podcasts. Every week, they will be posting a blog feature on different podcasts based in the Philippines. And we have been very lucky to be selected as their partner.
Mm-hmm.
We are excited to be a part of such an exciting series. And we can't wait to show it to you guys. So guys, ha, this is not, hindi na pipichugin ng Cream Podcast.
Wow.
Talagang we're on the radar of this digital content company. So a shout out kay Ambidexter. They have been really kind to us, and it's very exciting to be in partnership with y'all. So their info, their contact details will be down below, and you can check their website as well. It will be in the description. Lakas maka down below, YouTuber. Ooh. Na YouTuber and the thing. So kamusta ka? How's your week?
Uy, buong ano ako, buong halos buong week ako pumunta ng work.
Uy, very busy. Saktong-sakto sa episode natin. Napaka-workaholic mo naman.
Ikaw, kamusta ka? Di ba lagi kang OT ngayon?
Uy.
Hindi, wala kang reklamo, di ba?
Wala. I love my work, ha. Pag OT-in nyo ako. Stay in na lang kaya. Oo, pagstayin nyo na kaya ako. So, yun, how about some ano podcast feedback?
Kasi
last episode natin, it was the pilot episode natin sa YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, a full-fledged, you know, full
YouTuber.
Episode YouTube.
Yeah.
Podcast. So,
napakatahimik ng friends ko eh. Napakatahimik. Pero alam ko naman, sinusuportahan nila ako.
Yeah.
Diba?
Oh, silently. Silent so, oh, minorities yung mga friends ni Kashina. Napakasilent.
Okay.
On the other hand, on the other hand, my friends have been really fucking supportive.
Wow.
Very, very good. Especially pag like about, you know, Royna.
May utang ba sila sa'yo?
Especially like about Royna. Ano? Kaya maghanda-handa kayo mamaya. May pasabog ako para sa inyo. So this podcast episode, we're gonna talk about work. Well, basically, work. Like, trabaho, employment, being employees. Anything that revolves around work. So your regular 8 to 5, your the thing that inilalagay mo pag may pinifilapan ka at nakalagay occupation. So anything related to that, that's gonna be the topic. So can I start
yes,
with that?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so one reflection ko about work is, well, I've realized a lot of things sa 6 years ko of being a employee. So,
wow, 6 years? And one, grabe.
Yes, 6 years.
Grabe ka naman,
na.
Sir.
One and oh, ano ko siya, first work ko siya, and up until now, since 2014, I've been with the same company, and kitang-kita nyo naman, mukha naman akong malusog. So,
yeah,
obvious,
malusog. Yeah.
And mukha, kompleto pa rin naman ang aking, ano, part, mga, ang buong katawan ko. So, okay ba naman? So, one thing I realized is friends come and go. Lalo na sa work. Kasi, what I mean by that is, you know, there's certain coworkers, colleagues na you meet and magkaka-jamming kayo, magkaka-vibes kayong lahat, and then you form a group of friends, and then, one day, one of you will resign. So, yeah, it's a bummer. Pero, you know, if you've crossed the line na parang, okay, we're very close na, you're still gonna meet naman siguro post, ano, post-company, ano, co-working, experience. So, do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, pero medyo...
My ideas are very all around the place. But you know what I mean. And I've had several close friends na really... came and went. Like, talagang they're gone. Yeah,
yeah,
they're gone.
Friendly ka eh. So, lalo na sa workplace.
Yeah. I mean, I wanna be... Yeah, that... No. I must admit, dati napaka-friendly ko nung ako yung bago.
Oo.
Kasi, you know, I had to...
Pati pag may bago, di ba?
Depende pag chicks.
Oo, kaya ano eh.
So...
Okay, tama na. Tama na.
Anyway, so...
Hindi, tama na to. Ito.
No, my suggestion, dahil nga friends come and go, is never invite them to intimate, ano, intimate celebrations.
Grabe, ano
personal
mo,
intimate,
talon
ano.
Mo.
No, this is what I've realized. Kasi
bakit
ako, personally, if I'm gonna get married, no, and I'm gonna have wedding pictures, I want, like, 20, 30 years from now, when I look at those pictures, I'm gonna recognize each and every person na naging guest, naging part ng entourage, naging ninong, whatever, okay? And I want them to be have a special connection
Please.
With me. So if
In
I'm gonna
heart.
Invite someone na parang kakakilala ko lang, to, you know, 1 year pa lang sa work,
Grabe, work
invited him sa
wedding,
tapos bigla nag-resign, and then I don't know him, I don't even recognize him 30 years from now, I don't even remember his name. What's the point, right? It's gonna be, the pictures are gonna be, you know, less special when you don't know some people there.
Yeah, and big deal lang sa'yo. Alam, kasi lagi may yung, ano, mini-mention, ganyan.
Yeah.
Parang kung sinong gusto mo i-invite, ganyan.
Yeah.
Wala naman talaga. It matters.
Yeah. So, how about you? Like, work, what's your...
Uy, ano, in connection sa sinabi mo, may co-worker din ako dati. Napatanong siya sa amin, si Ma'am Meng. Oh, sabi niya pa,
shout out
ano,
mo naman.
Oh, hi, Ma'am Meng. Sabi niya pa, ano ba tayo? Magkaibigan ba tayo? Or workmates lang?
Ooh, there's a line there. A very good question. So, what did you answer?
Tapos, isa sa mga office mate ko din ang sumagot, ikaw, para sa'yo, ano ba kami para sa'yo?
Uy.
Diba?
Paano yun? Mahirap naman ata.
Pero ha, ngayon, close friend ko na talaga din si Ma'am Meng. Parang yan.
Di close friends na kayo?
Oo.
Nakikinig ba siya ng podcast?
Oo, oh, of course.
Siguraduhin nyo lang.
Iano ka niya, ang ganda ng boses mo. Sabi niyo, wow, amazing. Diba yan ang gusto mo eh. Ino-compliment ka. Diba? And since we're gonna talk about work experiences.
Yeah, we've been talking about work.
Nakailang job interview ka ba?
Ever?
Mabilang
mo
pa ba?
Are you counting job interviews habang employed ako? I'm sorry, I had to explore my options.
Nakailang job interview ka?
Okay, to be honest, ano lang, yung before working na lang, before being employed, two. I had two.
Wow, dalawa lang.
One from another company and one, the other one is from my current company.
Ako kasi hindi ko na masyadong maalala.
Yeah, ang dami mong job interviews, di ba?
Tapos yung most...
Ganyan talaga pag underqualified.
No, hindi. Tapos yung pinaka-memorable na interview ko, kasi nung nandun ako sa Manila, kasi habang nagre-review ako, may isang famous company who offers professional services like tax.
Viva Films?
You know. So, hindi ano, hindi artista. Ng tax advisory, financial advisory, audit. Ano, ang pangalan ng company is Deloitte.
Deloitte.
Like parang famous talaga siya. So, nag-conduct sila ng examination sa review center namin, and then luckily sa thousands or hundreds ba, isa ako sa na-text.
Hindi napili, sa napili.
Sa na-text or natawagan ba na may interview nga, na-qualified ako for...
So what happened? Oh my God, I didn't know this.
Yes, hindi ko pala nakwento.
Yeah, ibang lalaki siguro yung pinagkwentuhan mo.
Tapos first time kong pumunta ng BGC.
Uy!
Alone. Kasi nga, for interview nga. Actually, gulat na gulat ako. Sa dami ng mga, di ba, mga...
qualified people.
Galing sa mga prestigious schools, di ba?
Prestigious
diba?
Naman
yung diba? Masyado. Mga LaSalle, di ba? Siyempre, di ba? Parang hindi ka mapipila sa mga ganyan.
So, how's your interview with Deloitte?
Tapos yun, actually, hindi siya maganda.
Why?
Kasi, parang eye-opener siya sa akin na that time, na-realize ko, hindi ako magaling magsalita. No? I wasn't good in speaking.
Why? Pinag-podcast
ba kayo? But I was good in writing. Kasi yung nag-conduct sila na examination, hindi siya more on academics. Essay siya. So, syempre ako, like, parang, sige, yun lang. So, syempre, isa ko sa napili. So, baka maganda yung mga sinulat ko doon.
Okay, so.
Doon ko na-realize na.
Like, so, were you hired?
Medyo, ano, ko, no.
Hindi ka na-hired?
Alam ko, hindi ako ma-hired.
So, hindi naman ganun kaganda yung experience about Deloitte.
Pero after that, doon ako natuto na parang pagka-uwi ko or kung may job interview ako, like, dapat ready na talaga ako. Like, parang, ano mo yun?
So, can you conclude na yung experience mo with Deloitte is not very Deloitte-ful? I mean, come on, guys.
Pero, pa rin ako. Grateful pa rin ako na isa ako sa mga...
Grateful ka?
Oo. Diba? Sino ba naman ang hindi? Yeah. Kasi malaking company kasi yun eh.
Totoo.
Sino naman ang hindi? Yeah. Tapos nalala mo ba, di ba, pag May 1, Labor Day, may paano?
May 1, Labor Day, yes, holiday.
Naka-attend ka ba ng job
once,
fair?
I only attended
yeah,
one.
Yeah, ako din naman, once lang. Kasi... ilang months na ako walang work. So, kailangan ko ng...
Anong year to?
2018. So, May 2018 pa ako nag-start mag-work. So, doon nga tayo nagkakilala sa first workplace.
Sa job fair?
Sa first workplace. Oo, diba?
True.
Nalala ko si Ma'am Presi pang, hi, Ma'am Presi. Yeah. Uy, ready ako doon sa interview.
Actually, guys, si Kashina.
What is accounting?
What is accounting?
Wag na.
So, actually, guys, 1 month lang si Kashina. Naging co-workmates kami ni Kashina.
At na-inlove siya sa akin. Period.
No,
okay,
1 month lang siya doon, guys. You know why? Kasi hinaharas niya ako. After 1 month, talagang hindi na siya mapakali. Tinanggal siya.
Oh, lalo na yung umalis ako, hindi na siya mapakali.
Tinanggal siya ng management because it's It was getting out of hand. I was being followed. I was being stalked. And I cannot even like be productive anymore sa work. So, they had to choose one of us. And syempre, they chose the less Deloitte-ful.
Uy, wag ko. Ano ba?
Nah, it's all
joke. Yung story dun. Pero like, parang, diba, eye-opener.
Eye-opener, yeah.
How about, moving on na lang tayo. Huwag na tayo about sa job interview or ano. How about yung mga toxic na tao?
You mean yung mga toxic sa work?
Yes.
Yung mga taong talagang cancer sa lipunan.
Yes, cancer. Yeah,
cancer, very cancerous people. So,
madami yan.
Yeah, in my tenure sa work, I came across with people na talagang will really push you to the limits ng pasensya mo. And I've listed a few of these.
A few traits
na talagang nakakabanas para sa akin. Number one, ito personal, ano ko na naman to, it's not very broad opinion to everyone. Pero yung mga taong ang hilig mag-play ng music ng malakas. So it's not about the song, it's not about the genre, the artist, whatever. I don't care. Pero if you're gonna play songs, no? You know, you need to feel the room din kasi. If you know that someone is working, is busy, don't play it on a certain level of volume na alam mong nakakadistorbo ka na.
Yes.
Like, dude, earphones are very cheap. Go get one. Meron sa Shopee, nung 99, sana naka-order ka. At gamitin mo, diba? Huwag ka namang naka 90 to 100% volume ka, tapos napaka-ano mo naman eh. Napaka-pakyo ka namang tao ka. Guys, ganito ah. Sa mga people dyan na may katrabaho, maiingay. Ito, share nyo tong clip na to. Kung hindi nyo kayang patamaan. Kami na lang. Pakyo kayo.
Kasi may mga tao kasi, like, hindi maka-work kung malakas ang music. Or may music, may ingay. Meron din gusto sobrang tahimik.
Yes.
Diba? So, kailangan natin mag-adjust.
So, kung hindi nyo sila kayang paringgan, kami na lang magmumura para sa inyo. Mga pakyo kayong mga maiingay sa trabaho. Next is parasites. Yung mga taong mahilig manghingi, mangutang, mga parasites. Okay. Parasites are known to be very dependent on their host. And, you know, I don't need to elaborate. And some people are really have this, what's the word? Parasitical traits? Parasitical.
Whoa.
Is that even a word? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, this next group of people, yung traits nila is ginoop ko na lang kasi pare-parehong. Ito yung mga talagang top tip of the iceberg cancer na talaga sa ano. Mga hugas kamay.
Mga mayayabang.
Mga mayayabang.
Yeah.
Mga sinungaling.
Sinungaling.
Mga credit grabber.
Oh my gosh.
At syempre, that's hindi mawawala ang mga sip-sip.
My gosh.
Sip-sip.
Check, guys.
There's a very thin line between being political and being sip-sip. And who knows who dictates the, you know, where the line is drawn. Pero some people really do this shit. They're really about that life. Na parang, today I'm gonna kiss some ass so I can get some fucking, you know, I can have leverage.
Promotion,
increase, whatever. Talagang epal lang. Mga epal. Yeah, yun. So, speaking of toxicity, here we go. Shout out to my guy Carl. Carl Jason Jimony. Si Carl actually ang nagpaalala nitong story na to. Kasi I really forgot. And I had
Carl C or
Carl C. So I had a mental block na wala na akong maisip na kwento. Good thing pinaalala ni Carl. So this gains Carl an immunity for the next 3 episodes.
Wow, may immunity.
3 episodes immune si Carl sa mga kabobohan.
Pero fairness naman kay Carl ha, wala pa talaga siyang story.
Actually, ang daming stories ni Carl, pero it's not for the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
It's very...
Pwede ba sa ano? Kwento
sa
mo
personal.
Sa akin.
So, this story is about your favorite mod. Dati kasi ako lang, favorite ko lang siya. To all my listeners, I know favorite nyo na rin siya. It's Mr. Roy Anthony Goddamn Arcelias. But guys, I'm sorry because Roy messaged me earlier. Sabi niya, pwede ba daw kung may kwento ako about sa kanya next time? Huwag na daw siyang pangalanan. Guys, I repeat, it's Roy Anthony Arcelias. Okay? Yeah, it's him.
Gosh,
no one else.
Roy.
So speaking of toxicity, one thing na we learned when we were kids, no, never put something in your mouth na alam mong hindi pagkain. If it's not edible, it's not healthy. So don't do that. Don't put anything toxic in your mouth. Is dog food edible? Guys, I'm gonna tell you a story about that day that Roy ate fucking dog food. Are you ready? Are you ready, kids? Are you ready? No.
Uh-oh.
One day we were at Darren's.
Uh-huh.
So Darren is a friend of ours. The
Espanto.
Dude, we re-recorded this episode and you said the same joke. God damn it! So we Okay. Our friend Darren, they have a big house.
Okay.
Sa Santa Maria, sa may Fairview.
Wow.
Mm, yayamanin, Darren, mm-hmm. my man. Uwi mm-hmm. na. Uwi mm-hmm. na tayo. Mm-hmm. Libre na. Mm-hmm. And then si Darren kasi may maliit na basketball court sa bahay.
Whoa, may rim shop. May basketball
they have
court.
A big house. They have a lot of food. And one day, we were playing basketball under the heat of the sun. All of us mm-hmm. were there. Like, mm-hmm. we had 10 or more mm-hmm. people there.
Okay.
After we played basketball, some of them were still outside smoking cigarettes.
Mm.
You know, texting, I don't know, whatever.
Mm-mm.
And some of us
uy,
were
smoking?
Smoking cigarettes. Uy, guys, ha?
Ikaw lang nagsusmoke!
Sorry naman sa mga girlfriends ng mga barkada ko dyan. Ako lang ang may bisyo sa amin.
Ikaw na.
Aakuin ko na lahat. Wala
ikaw
silang,
lang nagsusmoke.
Hindi nag-yosi, hindi na umiinom. Wala. Malilinis na tao yung mga kaibigan ko.
Oh.
Anyway, so, we were there. We were done playing basketball. We were inside. Some of us were inside. And then, we were eating like sa pantry, dining area nila Darren.
Wow.
Area. Mm-hmm. And then we called Roy, like, parang, Roy, come here, there's food.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, halika na. Roy was like, oh, mamaya mm-hmm. na, tangina, mm-hmm. may ginagawa pa, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, sige, paubos na. Nung mm-hmm. sinabi namin, paubos na, tangina, tumayo na si Roy.
Uh-huh.
Kikita namin si Roy, tumatakbo na. Uh-huh. Ako, no, sa fridge kasi nila Darren, kasi si Darren's family has a lot of dogs.
Wow!
They have a lot of pets.
Dogs.
Hi, dogs. I apologize to the dogs because this is about your food
Mm-mm.
and this is about to get nasty, okay? So, Roy came into the house,
mm-hmm.
ran at us, like parang, what the fuck are you guys eating?
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that while he was running.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big house, so you know, he was running.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get there, we were all, you know, secretly laughing na because, oh my God, this shit is gonna be epic if it works.
Mm-hmm.
My God. So Roy fucking jumped at us,
mm-hmm.
grabbed the fucking bag of the fucking dog food, dog biscuits to be precise. He grabbed it, he took one, put it in his mouth, chewed. So we were all dying of laughing na talaga. Like, parang, what the fuck is this motherfucker
mm-hmm.
doing?
Mm-hmm.
Still not realizing. Roy was like, what's wrong? It's delicious.
Yes.
It's sweet. It's good. It's crisp. It's crunchy. And the good thing naman, Roy did not die that day. One thing
diba, na-hospital siya?
Uy, Vas. Uy, thank you for reminding me that. Feeling ko kaya na nagka-problema si Roy sa kanyang pancreas is because he's been eating dog food. And one day, Roy admitted it to me na parang he got addicted nga because he tried, he liked it, and he always went to the grocery store buying some dog food even though they don't have dogs just to fucking snack on it in the later hours of the night. Yeah, that's his new hobby, dog food eating. He said na dahil nga daw sa podcast, since we're on YouTube na, he was inspired, he's gonna do his own mukbang channel where he's gonna eat dog food. Yeah, Roy even asked me to call him one day, my big dog. Yo, my big dog, Roy. Roof, roof, bitch.
Pinapakabuli niyo kay Roy. Feeling ko naman si
yeah.
Roy din. Madami din siyang ginawa.
If I'm gonna base lang sa mga fails and funny shit na happened to us, a friend group namin, this podcast will reach like 900 episodes
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of shit mm-hmm, I'm telling you guys.
Pili ko madami din siyang epic ginawa.
Yeah,
eh. Kasi sobrang
out,
dami niyong ginawa
shout
sa kanya.
Jen. Si Jen yung girlfriend ni Roy na
okay.
nasa Qatar. Jen,
yes.
When you come home, never kiss Roy in the mouth because that mouth has been eating dog food since 2013.
Stop it!
Jen, stop it. Get your shit together. So, yeah. What else?
My
what
God,
else? Let's move away from Roy and his dog
Kailin
food.
Kailin ko magsusuntukan kayo pag magkita
nah,
kayo.
Nah, Roy's my... Again, Roy's my big dog. Roy
yeah,
is good.
Yeah, buti na mabait si Roy. Yeah.
Roy's family.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Roof, roof, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Hey, going back.
Going back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sa topic natin about toxicity.
Toxicity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think na-mention na natin sa previous episode.
Yeah, we had a podcast episode where we talk nothing else but toxicity.
Oo, puro rants lang yun, di ba?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
time. Oh. Feeling ko, hindi natin alam baka sa workplace natin ngayon, tayo din ang toxic.
I have some days na I feel like I'm the toxic one.
Yeah, feeling ko nga.
Yeah. What?
Feeling ko toxic. I don't. No, pero in fairness naman ha, sa lahat ng pinasukan kong trabaho, just, wala akong, lagyan natin, wala akong nakaaway or feeling ko, walang ayaw sa akin. Feeling ko lang. Or baka sakaling, kasi wala akong pakialam. Ewan ko anong tawag sa akin.
Not giving a fuckatitis. You have that disease.
Oo, yeah. Yung parang gano'n. Like, parang okay, kung alam kong may ugali ka, may attitude ka, like parang okay.
You do, huh?
Yeah, just adjust.
That's a good adapting, no?
Adapting na lang. Kasi minsan so kasi, hindi mo na siya kailangan i-confront, diba? Like parang, ikaw, ganyan ka talaga. Like parang,
Hindi natin kailangan maging
palintera. Pwede mo i-confront, pero sa ano mo lang, sa beshi mo lang, dun sa work, ino mo yun siya ganyan. Pero hanggang doon lang. Ganun lang.
Let's stop being, ano, mga skandaloso. Mm-hmm. Not everything is being solved by fights. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have to ignore.
Uy, diba na-mention mo? Yeah. Mahilig talaga ako mag-uwi.
Uy, bro. Okay.
Na-mention mo na 6 years ka na sa Mega.
6 years,
or
yes.
Or working, di ba?
Yes.
Ano, what made you stay?
What made me stay? So, sa tinagal-tagal ko nagtatrabaho, mm-hmm. I got to question myself sometimes. Na parang, sabi ko nga kanina, di ba, friends come and go. Mm-hmm. So, they must have been resigning.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes ako question ko, like, what makes employees leave?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of greener pastures? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, better salary, better rates?
Mm-hmm.
Is it growth? Like, do they, feeling ba nila stuck up sila sa company na they don't have promotion tendencies na? So, they want to explore other options. So, they become the managers, the CEOs that they always dreamed of. Or they want to change careers. Like, parang, are they a graduate of criminology? Pero, they want to become a fucking scientist, something like that. I mean, I'm just throwing out examples.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it stress?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, last year we had a business review, and one of my bosses, si Ma'am Michelle, I'm not ass-kissing. Ma'am Michelle, told a story na about stress and resigning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all of us have stress at work, whether you're a fucking secretary, a supervisor, a manager, field worker, we all get stressed sometimes.
Kahit CEO ka.
Kahit CEO, actually mas stressful nga ata mga sa CEO kasi decision maker kay. Ma'am Michelle said na parang never resign because of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Wow.
Sabi niya kasi, regardless wherever you work, regardless what position you transfer to, you are going to be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, why resign? Why quit your current job? Just because you're stressed. Kung masa-stress ka pa rin naman sa ibang trabaho or ibang companies. So, sabi niya, if you're gonna resign, make it more of a because of a bigger deal. Is it because of your family? Are you going to relocate? Is it geographically impractical to be working there? Like, do you live in Sangali and you want to work in Ayala? Are you traveling that far every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not practical na. So resign because of bigger things. Is your family member sick and you want to take care of them? Do you have a family business and you want to, you know, do that shit?
Focus,
that yun yung mga reason na dapat mong tingnan tuwing magre-resign ka, not just because you are stressed, because stress is very...
It's everywhere.
Stress is everywhere, and it's very, kumbaga, copable. Pwede mong gawa ng paraan ang stress. Mm-hmm. Pwede mong ayusin ang work mo, mag-overtime ka para matapos mo. Mm-hmm. Pumasok ka ng Mag-play ng loud music. Maging sip-sip. Sip-sipan niyo yung boss niyo para bawasan kayo ng trabaho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yun. So, yeah. So, when you question yourself what makes employees leave, you must question yourself too, what makes employees stay?
Yes.
Now, I cannot speak for the whole world, okay?
Okay.
But I'm gonna speak for myself. So, maybe there's a reason why I stayed with the same company for over 6 years now. And that's because, well, I can say that they take good care of me. Guys, if you're like Roy or Xavier or Carl and you knew me from way back, you knew that I was nothing. I was a broke boy. I'm still broke right now. I'm not rich. But I've seen improvements in my life, and that's because because of where I work right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have been rewarding me with good shit.
Okay.
That's just
may ano pa ba? May vacant pa ba sa ano?
Guys, Kashina used to work with us for a month. She resigned, and look at her right now. I mean, come on, guys.
I'm fresh.
She's fresh. That's what she said. So guys, yun lang masasuggest ko. If the company's worth it, why not? Why not fucking stay? Why not wait for your perfect time that you get promoted, you get an increase, mm-hmm. you get rewarded for the shit that you do, and mm-hmm. you know, just stay. Why the fuck not? I mean, yeah. I mean, there's this one story last night. I just want to insert now. First 3 days got work. The mm-hmm. third day I was there, the printer was broken and malfunctioned. I was about to cry. I was about to go home to my mother, and I was about to quit just because of a fucking printer. So I held on, mm-hmm. fixed that shit, and you know, the rest is history. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was just like some kind of, kumbaga si printer na initiation niya lang yun sa akin. Like, are you worthy? Yeah, nasira siya mag-isa. And then I got to fix it naman the next day. The next day after Komiak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So how about you? Ano mo about stress?
Mm-hmm. Ako lagi ko tong sinasabi sa'yo or sa ibang tao na parang okay lang ma-stress ako sa trabaho. Like, yung actual work or kasi madaming papel, madaming gagawin. Huwag lang stress ako dahil sa toxic na tao. Mga tao.
So gusto mo ma-stress sa work, huwag lang sa coworkers.
Huwag lang sa coworkers. Okay. Why? Kasi syempre, 'di ba? Sila yung ka-interact mo doon, 'di ba? Every day, 'di ba? Halos every day. Tapos
every day? Parang once a week ka nga lang pumapasok nowadays, eh.
No. No, what I mean kasi, 'di ba? Like sinabi mo kanina, pag stress ka sa like sa papel or mga gawain mo, pwede mong gawa ng paraan.
'Di
ba? Overtime or ano ba?
Social.
Oo. 'Di ba? Pero pag sa tao, hindi mo kasi maano, mapalitan yung ugali ng tao.
Very diba? True. Pag toxic ang tao, toxic na.
Yeah,
all you can do is just ignore them.
Yun lang. Diba? Pero, adun pa rin eh. Nakakainis pa rin. Kung nainis ka pa rin. Diba? At madami tayong reasons bakit gusto natin mag-stay or hindi. Parang may relasyon, diba? Chos. Pero natin mag-uusap about relationship.
A million reasons to let you go? Ganun ba yun?
Kasi, diba may mga tao gusto nila pursue yung career nila. Diba, like sabi mo nga, criminology, scientist, ganyan. Family, ang iba kasi gusto for self-fulfillment.
Self-fulfillment, diba? Is also very key, ha? Huh? If you're fulfilled on what you're doing right now,
kung masaya ka, why not?
Why not?
Do it. Diba? Maraming reason, diba?
True.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka, hindi lang tayo basta employees ngayon, ha?
Hindi lang tayo employees?
Oo. Employers din tayo.
What?
Oh, diba?
Ganyan, bro. Wala tayong mga, papil health, SSS sa mga empleyado mo.
No, hindi. Kasi, diba? Kwento mo.
Kwento ko?
Oo.
So, guys, since nag-pandemic kasi, we cannot divide our bodies naman to work during the daytime and deliver during the nighttime. Yun kasi yung ginagawa namin dati in our own businesses. Mm-hmm. And we tested some people na parang deliver for us, basically our riders.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had, so, in a span of, 5 months, we've had like 4 people na delivered for us.
Oo.
Because people come and go.
Oo. Pero hindi dahil ba sa mga ugali natin?
No, we're very kind.
Sadyang may pinursue nila ang career nila.
Very true.
Diba?
Most
tama?
Definitely.
Okay. So,
guys, my conclusion for this episode or for this topic is to be able to work is a fucking privilege. Guys, this you can Google this. This is true. This is factual.
Mm-hmm.
Since nag-start tong pandemic na to, quarter 1 of 2020, our employment rate has ballooned up to fucking how many percent? I forgot. 17.7% in April 2020. Wow. God damn it. That means, that translates that 1 in every 5 Filipino, like the workforce, 1 in every 5 Filipino is currently unemployed. Which is batshit crazy. That is insane. The workforce is down. The economy is down. That leaves us very financially vulnerable. Like, aksidente, sakit, sakuna. We are very vulnerable just because we don't have a stable income. Mm-hmm. And what I can advise, basically save up what you have. Huwag kayong masyadong gumagasto. If you have spare money, you can kickstart your own business. Yung mga pamerienda lang, ang dami niya ngayon, gusto mo magbenta ng ano mga masarap ibenta.
Marami ka nang binibenta, tama.
And also invest. Okay, if you don't have the time na mag-business on your own. Maybe you have some friends na have their own business and they need some funding. You can invest on that. You can also do trading. Huwag lang kayo mag-MLM. Multi-level marketing. You just Google anong mini-mean ko. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, just take care of yourself financially and continue to learn new things. Read, watch, listen. do something na parang you can gather information and maybe in the long run, maybe you can earn from it. Who knows? Yeah, how about you?
I think your message implies sa mga taong ano, 'di ba? Like parang may trabaho ngayon, dapat grateful sila na may trabaho sila. Mm-hmm. Diba? Kasi dahil nga yung employment rate, yeah, mahirap maghanap ng trabaho ngayon, lalo true na pandemic. Pero diba kasi, diba, longevity is power, like you. Diba, lagi mong sinasabi.
Tenure is key. When you get to...
Sometimes. Not all the time. Most of the time.
When you work on a place for X amount of years, you get to unlock some privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You get to unlock some things na parang hindi kayang gawin ng mga bagong salta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's just how the world works. If you're a veteran of something, people tend to put you on a certain level na parang,
mm-mm,
okay, ah, siya. Okay, sige,
wow,
go.
Oo, lagi ka ganyan eh.
I know.
Oo. Uy, pero wag natin kalimutan yung mga taong nagja-job hunting pa rin hanggang ngayon.
Yes.
Diba?
Yeah.
Ang payo ko lang, don't be afraid to start over.
Don't be afraid to start over.
Oo.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi, like, parang minsan, totoo nga, syempre, sino ba naman ang ayaw
magkatrabaho?
Ayaw mawalan, ang gustong mawalan ng trabaho.
No,
diba?
No one.
Diba ang practical nga ngayong gawin, diba? Mag-resign ka, pag-hired ka na.
Yeah, ang dami niyang gumagawa niya na habang employed pa, naghahanap na ng trabaho.
Mm-hmm.
Para wala silang downtime, di ba? Pagkalabas mo sa isa ng Friday,
practical,
Monday,
yeah,
pasok ka na sa new work.
Oo.
Which is not wrong. You're just looking out for yourself.
Yes,
I mean, who's gonna
oo
feed you habang wala kang sweldo?
Mm-hmm.
Not them.
Mm-hmm. Kasi di ba, especially when you know that opportunity will take you to better place.
Newer
diba
heights.
Oo. Peace of mind. Magbigay ng
true
peace of mind. Malaking sahod. Bakit? Diba? Like, bakit
why
hindi
not
ka alis?
Yeah.
Diba? Kahit gawin mo yan. Or sa mga ano, gusto mag-aral ulit. Diba? Investment din yun.
True.
I mean, hindi yung kawalan.
Yeah,
so, huwag kayong matakot. Yeah. Grow and bloom wherever you think you should be planted.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a plant reference?
Mm-hmm. Diba? Tama yung sinabi ko.
Yeah, and I think it's very mm-hmm good that we have two different perspectives and experiences when it comes to employment. I mean, one of us is... works, ano na, matagal na sa work, 6 years and counting, and one of us is wants to be jobless every single time. I don't know about Kashina, guys. It's just, she just, yeah, hanggang one year lang siya sa mga work.
No!
Niya. Something is wrong,
baby,
with her.
Baka marinig ng mga employers ko.
Actually,
future
yun sa mga current...
ko.
Uy, future employers. Currently, Kashina is looking for a job.
No!
Employed siya. It's okay. I got you, girl. So, ambidexter, maybe you're hiring. Hire Kashina.
No,
yeah,
no.
So guys, that's all the time that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to like and follow our Facebook page.
Follow that Spotify playlist.
Subscribe on that YouTube channel. Always stream cream. Guys, we're everywhere. On YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Facebook, behind your mother's desk, in that
Facebook
fucking
stories,
bathroom.
Lahat.
Kami. We're everywhere. So... guys, never forget, people who hide their phone from you while using it probably doesn't have anything bad. They just probably don't want to be judged. That is the Cream Podcast. Bye.
Bye.